All that time, she had been sleeping above her failed business, which was not very inspiring for launching something new. As she worked on emptying those bins, she got clear on where she wanted to take her new business, and it was in a completely different direction than she had originally thought. Clearing the bins didn't magically make her new business a raging success. Instead, it freed up her energy so she could clarify her focus. She then felt more able to make steady progress, and she reclaimed her belief in herself. And now that she wasn't sleeping above objects that represented failure to her, she also fell asleep easier and slept more soundly through the night. When the clutter of negative thoughts, blocking beliefs, and piles of stuff surround you, it's nearly impossible to see better options or creative solutions to overcoming life's obstacles. Even the smallest amount of physical clutter can cause an energetic hoarding situation. The channels through which you and the universe communicate become narrower and narrower, making it difficult for things to ever feel like they're going your way. Open those channels by handling even a little bit of clutter, and you'll find yourself in the flow. It's in that flow that gifts and opportunities are delivered. The universe and your spiritual team are always at the ready to support you, but they need to be invited in. Opening space in your life sends that invitation. Clutter is not out to sabotage you. It's out to get your attention. It wants to show you where you're tripping yourself up or running in circles so you can work on the real obstacle instead of wasting time on the stuff. When you look at clutter this way, you'll be able to be more understanding of and compassionate toward yourself for having the clutter to begin with. Look at what benefit you get from keeping your clutter and get into a relationship with your stuff instead of fighting it. Yes, I want you to become besties with your clutter. By doing so, you'll begin to see it as a messenger instead of a monster, which will allow you to understand it in a way that makes it easier to say goodbye to it once and for all. I define clutter as anything that gets in the way of living the life of your dreams. This can be an outdated wardrobe that's overtaken your closet. It can be piles of paperwork that need your attention or that you don't know what to do with. It can also be your nagging inner critic, toxic relationships, debt, or extra body weight. Those friends who drain your energy? Clutter. Your belief that if you can't do it perfectly, then you shouldn't do it at all? Clutter. Clutter is a temper tantrum of the soul, and it's time to listen closely to what it's saying. Think of some things, or that one big thing, you'd love to do. I'll bet the next things that come to mind are all the reasons you can't possibly do those things. Lack of time, a tight budget, too many.